The home of Australian Air Checks, theradioantenna.com.
On 2UE, Clive Robertson, taking you through the Murray Wilson Show. How are you going and all the usual things we say in this business? Shortly, by the way, you ring in if you are thinking about going to radio. Mark Collier, who's the director of radio at Australian Film, Television and Radio School, it says film here, will be here. He's employed me twice here in the old days when we were at Miller Street, right? That lovely place before they ruined North Sydney, and also at Radio National. I can't discuss the Radio National thing because my lawyers are still talking to his lawyers. We're suing, Abe. They were good times, good times. So if you are interested in getting into radio and think, gee, that's a nice gig. I've tried community radio, but they didn't want me. By the way, Abe, I don't know whether you know this or not, I have a disc of you on local radio, on community radio. Do you think I should play it on air one day? Be towards the end of my last shift ever, wouldn't it? There you are. It's very interesting. One day you can have it if you can find it, all right? It's this wonderful, this beautiful quality. It was just lovely. Anyway, so if you're interested in getting into radio or you've got some dreary kid who won't get out of the house because he's 26, talk to Mark Collier about the whole thing. In the old days when Mark and I started, back in the last century, you worked country radio. There were the days when there were individual radio stations and they weren't all synchronised from Sydney or wherever. They had local people, local programmes, the whole thing. When I started, they had the Scottish Half Hour with Jock. He come on, hello, Clive. Hey, I've got some news for you here today. And I said, I had to restrain myself. I said, Jock, how long have you been here? Hey, 40 years. I said, you think you're going to like it? No loss of accent. They cannot do it. All right. And we had the Civilian Maimed and Limbless Association program. I remember one evening the first record was Don't Get Around Much Anymore. And I played it. I thought, probably if I had my life over again. Isn't that lovely? Anyway, Mark Collier is in here. So ring now, 13 13 32, if you want to talk to him about doing radio at the Film and Television School. They deliberately don't use me, Abe, as a lecturer there because the kids would know too much. The course would only last a week. Then after this odd thing, I was talking the other day to Abe, and that in itself I think is encouraging for both of us, about the real-time difference between Observatory Hill and, say, Strathfield and Penrith and what have you, the real-time difference. We say it's all the same till you get about an hour's the side of Broken Hill. Well, it can't be. Anyway, I'll talk to Greg Bryant, who's the editor of Australian Sky and Telescope magazine. After 9 o'clock, Rod Stone, New South Wales Commissioner for Fair Trading. The usual things, you know, you've got something wrong, do you take it back to the store, do you give the people the warranties, what do they all mean? I got something recently, and it's in Chinese English. I mean to bring it in, I'll do it tomorrow. Isn't there one person in China who has actually gone to a school in Europe or Australia who also can translate? No. It's fun for us. Bush Telegraph, we're concerned about Scotland Island. What's it like to live on an island? It's off Church Point up there. You know, do you ever go that far? No, you get frightened, don't you? Hobbies after 10. Radio controlled aeroplanes and helicopters. When I was a kid, some of the kids had them. Oh, I was so envious. Especially when the German kid up the street was strafing the school. I thought, this is just so individual. His name was Hans. I think he lost one of them in an accident. On the subject of flying, Neil Thompson, apparently they're going to give frequent flyer program for pets if they go via Virgin, the aeroplane people, which I think is really odd. You know, I assume you have to accompany the animal. I don't know. They just make their way there. I don't know. And threaten to wee unless they get a ticket. Listen, fella, I'm full as a boot. Give me a ticket or else. The quiz after 11 o'clock. You'll love the quiz tonight. It's lines from films. We're going to do a special. We've got a special little people here to do it. You ring in and get a nice prize. Craig Bennett will talk about Hollywood biz. I hope someone's not dying and there is some nice news. And that's basically it. So, if you want to know about getting into radio, perhaps on behalf of your kid, get it out of the house, or you might want to do it, 13 13 32, Mark Collier, who's the director of radio at Australian Film, Television and Radio School, which is at Moore Parkway. They left one of the best buildings in Australia and went out that way. Government decision again. Ring now, 13 13 32. It's 10 past 8.
Canterbury BMW offers you a complete service for your ultimate driving machine. For more information on Canterbury BMW service, visit canterburybmw.com.au. Canterbury BMW at 376 Canterbury Road, Canterbury.
The Sun Herald City to Surf races on Sunday, August the 11th, and this year too you will have its own team taking part. It's supported by the Australian Mushroom Growers. Team Dick and Sarah will be walking from the back of the pack. I don't get that. And raise money for a very worthy cause, which is cystic fibrosis. All team members will receive a Dick and Sarah merchant pack and an invitation to our exclusive post-race function in Bondi. So go to the site, 2ue.com.au, and just look for it and get involved.
Imagine if you had the choice of living in your own home or the street and chose the street. Sadly, there are tens of thousands of Australian kids and families for whom homelessness is safer than home. In fact, 17% of Australia's homeless are aged under 12. Help Wesley Mission provide these kids and their families with safe places to stay and prevent the damaging, lifelong effects of homelessness. Donate today at wesleymission.org.au.
Donald, call me Don K. Don K, what is it about this radio station that makes you a loyal listener?
Well, I suppose the people on it are a bit like my friends.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they talk about the things I'm interested in and keep me up to date every day.
Try.
And yeah, they're always entertaining.
Okay, enough about me. Let's talk about the presenters.
I was talking about the presenters.
Of course you were. When you advertise on radio, they hear it from a friend. Find out more at commercialradio.com.au.
They're super, stitious, super, natural, and then super, annuation. Oh, not exciting enough? How about super money? Because that's what super is, your money. And now the government's making improvements, so we get more of it. So if you earn under 37 grand, the government will chip in up to 500 bucks extra every year. And stay tuned, because there's even more happening. Remember, super's real money, and it's yours. Check it all out on australia.gov.au/superfuture. Authorised by the Australian Government of Canberra. Spoken by D. O'Neill.
Have I got the right technology in my business today? If this sounds like a familiar question, then come and talk to our team of business specialists at the Telstra Business Centre Miranda, at our place or yours. Call 1300 4 Telstra.
The Collier is in the building. 13 13 32.
Instant access now for you to have your say. Call 13 13 32.
So if you're interested in getting into radio, particularly into the radio, film and television school, but more the radio aspect, now's the time to ring Mark Colliers. Hello, Mr. Collier.
Hello, Mr. Robertson.
So you employed me, just get out of the way, you employed me years and years ago. I've still got the letter there where you threatened me, and you also employed me at Radio National, for which I thank you.
That's absolutely my pleasure, and you note I don't have a job in radio anymore. But they are not necessarily connected.
No, but you, now you're in, so what was the thrill in actually going off to teach people? Was it?
Well, I'd sort of retired, and I'd had many years at 2UE and many years doing other things for Rupert Murdoch and Kerry Packer and whatnot. And then I moved overseas and went to live in Vietnam for a few years and had a phone call about
North
this.
North or South?
Both. Sat in the middle. And then about this fabulous position as director of radio at the Australian Film, Television and Radio School. AFTERS is an extraordinary place. It's been going for 40 years. It was a concept of Gough Whitlam. It was put in place by Malcolm Fraser. It's been supported by every government since, and we have phenomenal facility at Moore Park in the entertainment quarter.
Yeah, can I just pause for a moment? Wasn't the old building gorgeous, the one at Northrop?
Seriously. Yes, part of Macquarie University campus.
It had that lovely old feel to it, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. But this is modern, it's digital, we do a lot of cross-platform, we teach film, we teach screen, and we, of course, teach radio. And we do a graduate diploma of radio course, and entry is solely on merit, and we can get into the detail of that. But we have phenomenal success. In 2011, 100% of the graduates of our graduate diploma radio courses were in full-time employment in the commercial industry and the ABC before graduation. That is amazing.
Do we know any famous names that have come in through there through the years?
So many of them, I can't even. I don't know where to start.
We'll start with A. Then. A would be a good spot. To start,
Abe Killian has done some after studying.
Oh, he's good, isn't he?
He's really good.
Yes.
And then Jason Morrison is an afters graduate.
He?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
But mate, there are thousands of them.
Well, that's A&M.
You didn't tell me you were going to ask that question.
No, I didn't. No, I don't. We don't ever turn
on your radio. AM, FM, they've probably been to
okay.
us.
Okay. Now, is it anything like the stuff you and I learned all those years ago at Listics? Is it anything like
Absolutely. The practical, it's about storytelling. It's about communication. It's about taking things that happen around you and turning them into stories that are of interest to our listeners. So we teach announcing and presentation. I call that a traditional broadcasting skill. But this day and age, to meet the needs of the industry that our students will emerge into, we teach still photography, we teach video photography, we teach post-production of still and video, how to vodcast, how to podcast, how to set up a YouTube channel, how to maintain a website, how to use social media to promote what they're doing on air as they're doing it, and also as a source of content for their programs. We teach them how to write blogs that people want to read.
Isn't that funny? The last 30 seconds, I've not been involved in any of that. And I'm happy not to be.
Mate, I've got a few years just sort of building up inside me to get rid of tonight.
By the way, this is good. As you know, I put people on the spot. It's my job. How do you cope with the dreary little Generation Y? Do you hit them?
No, we find them very interesting. We've found that they have crammed a lot
for
of
life... For those at home taking notes, he finds them, quote, very interesting. Yes, go on.
We've found that they've crammed a lot of life experience into their
They'll tell you, won't they?
Yeah. But our students doing our graduate diploma of radio this year, the youngest is 19, the oldest is 54.
Hello?
So we have the full range through. And what is fabulous, there are 18 students doing it this year. It's a fabulous course. Entry is solely on merit. And we put people through, I mean, it's almost the guillotine and the rack to get into the course. But once they're through, it's very practical, very intensive, very hands-on training for them. We have a small in-house staff. We have 100 people who come from the industry. And, of course, Clive, if you were ever interested, we'd be interested to talk to you about coming and joining us for a masterclass, perhaps.
For those of them at home wondering, at what stage is Mr. Collier making stuff up? Start your recorders.
The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.